live and local,
across the city
and South Cambridgeshire.
This is Alex Elbrook.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
With charity shops being allowed to open their doors for the first time in months last week, I'm really pleased to be joined by Liz Diamond, Romsey Mill Charity Shop Development Worker. Hi, Liz.
Hello.
So, Liz, you work for the charity shop for Romsey Mill. Could you just give us a little bit of background of what Romsey Mill and what your role is at the charity shops?
Yeah, so Romsey Mill is 40 years old last year, and it is a local charity supporting young people and families in Cambridge. There are projects that are further reaching as well, Camborne, Linton, some in Peterborough, but essentially it was designed to meet the needs of the local community on Mill Road. And I actually started my career at Romsey Mill. So I started as a youth worker and then went on to develop a project for teenage mothers. So I have good understanding of the ethos of Romsey Mill. The charity shop raises money for that charity, and we're based on Mill Road, just before the bridge opposite the Black Cat. And we hope to build a similar ethos within the shop. So my background helps me support volunteers who join us, but also the local community, some of whom have experienced great loneliness generally, let alone during lockdown, but also economically some people struggle, as I say, generally, but particularly now. So we're there really as a welcoming sort of presence on Mill Road, but also selling very affordable goods.
So how was your first week back last week?
Well, I must say that having been on furlough for 3 months, I had slight amount of trepidation going straight back in, but it was brilliant. When we opened at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, we had a queue of about 10 people waiting, and people had seen things in the window that they wanted. We had put some vintage items out and they were in great demand, and people were just so delighted to be shopping again. We also started taking donations, and we had worried that there would be such an influx that we wouldn't cope, because we're one of the smallest charity shops in Cambridge and have very small amount of storage space, and we have to quarantine everything for 72 hours. So it gets very complicated about taking donations. But people were really good and really understanding, and articles in the national news has really helped us, and people like yourselves highlighting charity shops and their needs is really helpful, because I've found a much greater understanding with our customers when they're donating that we are limited in the amounts we can take.
Yeah, I guess because everyone has been off, if you've not been working, it's the perfect time to have a really good sort out of the things. So, I mean, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it? There's going to be lots of lovely donations, but equally, just physically trying to take them, I guess, is a problem. Can you give me a little bit of an idea of what you've been doing with you and your volunteers when you haven't been working, because you've all been on furlough? Have you been able to keep in touch?
Yeah, I was very aware, particularly with the first lockdown, I was really aware of loneliness. And so last year I was keeping in touch by phone with all of them. And one local volunteer who's a bit of a celebrity on Mill Road, I was helping him by getting his shopping most weeks. However, the third lockdown, this recent lockdown, I decided to invite three volunteers who are particularly isolated and have very particular mental health needs to come and do just a couple of hours socially distanced in the shop, just to see a friendly face and for us to have a laugh and joke, but also to help me get ready for opening up, because it's really taken every week that session to prepare for opening up this time. We were able to take all the clothes away that were in the shop from December and start again. And that's helped our sales this week, because people have seen completely new range of clothes, similarly with bric-a-brac and things like that. So it was great help to me, but I think they really appreciated just having some level of normality. And it was, you know, with agreement with the charity that it was safe to do so. Majority of my volunteers have mental health needs or particular social needs. And so I'm very aware of that with my community development background. That's why my role is slightly different from other charity shop managers, because I have the skills to incorporate particular needs and perhaps work alongside people in a way that they're not just there as co-workers, they're there as people to be supported.
That's really wonderful, and it's really great to see how even in the work environment you're helping with loneliness and people's mental needs, as well as just serving as a shop. And maybe some people don't always sort of think of it when you go into the shop, of course, helping everyone. We all love to go shopping. You know, last week it was so nice just to be able to walk in and, like you say, pass the time of day with someone, talk, and also see new clothes. Are you still accepting donations?
We're very much accepting donations. We particularly at the moment would love to have bric-a-brac. That's one of our most popular areas in the shop, and also kitchen type items, because students often shop in, and they're all coming back now. So things, you know, to do with tableware and that sort of thing.
Well, that's really great to know, because sometimes I think we may not always realise that those are things that you're looking for. You think of clothes as quite an obvious one. Now you've made me think I might have a good rummage and see if I can find some nice stuff that I just don't use, which I can pass on. And are you looking for any more volunteers? Are you quite full at the moment?
We are looking for volunteers. I think it's only some specific shifts that we need people. But if anybody is interested in volunteering, they have to just be aware it's a very, very small area that we work in. Obviously, we do social distancing, but it is quite cramped. So people have to be able to cope with that. But they can contact me and I would certainly discuss what people are offering to do for us. It would be great. Yeah.
And what times are you open?
Well, we're open generally 10 till 4, although I'm now extending the times. We're closed Sunday and Mondays, but generally you should expect us to be open 10 till 4, Tuesday to Saturday. And our donation times at the moment are Tuesday and Saturday mornings, although as our capacity grows, we may be able to extend those times. And really what the best thing is to phone, and then I can arrange a time around people, because I'm aware that people work during the week.
Of course,
so it's not the ideal time to take things. Saturday is a very difficult day for me to take donations because it's so busy with customers. But if they phone the shop, then I'm really happy to arrange time around people's availability.
That's great. And what's the phone number then?
The phone number is 077-68-307-674. And it's on our website. The Romsey Mill website has a page for the charity shop, and that's www.romseymill.org.
Oh, that's great. So if people haven't got a pen ready, they can go to the Romsey Mill website and your page is on there with the number. And that also makes really good sense to check with you, so you're also aware of what's coming in as well. You can prepare for it, can't you? That's really lovely, Liz.
Yes,
thank you very
definitely.
Much for all of that. So interesting and great to see both sides of the shopping experience, and good luck with all your shopping and people buying things in the next few weeks and months.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
Cambridge 105 Radio.